latest team news from clubcall.com. These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that Bernardo Silva believes four clubs are capable of challenging City for the Premier League title, but fell short of mentioning City rivals United as potential contenders. City returned to the top of the table with a 1-0 victory over Tottenham on Monday, with the defending champions boasting a greater goal difference than second place Liverpool, who have the same number of points. Like City and Liverpool, Chelsea have started the campaign unbeaten, but Silva also believes that Arsenal and Spurs are contenders, despite City having beaten both of those sides already this season. He said, "I think it will be harder to defend the title because last season nobody was expecting us to win as many games and to reach that level of points. So this season the teams know that they have to do better to beat us. Of course it will be very hard, but we will work every game to get the 3 points and at the end try and celebrate winning the title." Moving on, and Ilkay Gundogan has returned to training for Manchester City, meaning Pep Guardiola could have a near fully fit squad to choose from when City take on Fulham in the Carabao Cup on Thursday. The game takes place just 3 days after City's win at Tottenham and 3 days before the Premier League clash with Southampton, so Guardiola will be looking to his entire squad to step up and play some part. Gundogan was present in the squad that trained on Tuesday as City's fringe players prepared for a busy period. Gundogan has missed City's last four games with a hamstring injury, but joined the likes of Fabian Delph in returning to action and giving Guardiola plenty of options. Finally today, and bosses at the Etihad have reportedly been approached by Mexican club Club Atlas about a possible future playing tie-up. The South Americans are keen to exchange coaching ideas and also afford some of their players a future route into Europe.